really, really cool seeing all these people at this event. I've never planned anything like this before, and so it's just really awesome to see the turnout.
Several hundred people turning up to the north end of Plaster Student Union at the campus of Missouri State University for a candlelight vigil remembering Charlie Kirk. Thanks for joining us here at 10. I'm Mike Landis. Kirk was killed on September 10th while speaking at a college in Utah. Ozark's first Parker Padgett is live at the Student Union tonight. And Parker, this is the second local vigil we've seen in recent days.
Yeah, I was at the first vigil in the Ozarks. That was in Ozark, Missouri, when nearly 1,000 people poured into the historic downtown square. Now, that support has not dwindled over the just over a week later, but I am told that the first vigil, that one in Ozark, is what inspired the one tonight.
I think if we can talk to people and kind of be like he was, then that would make a whole world of difference.
Megan Hartman says the effort tonight, a vigil including several hundred supporters, was inspired by the vigil in Ozark last Sunday.
It was just incredible, and I was like, I have to organize one of these. And so that was kind of the inspiration for me to organize it, was the Ozark vigil.
Many gathered just north of the Plaster Student Union to remember the life of Charlie Kirk.
I think I ordered 2,000 candles. So it'll be interesting to see if those are all gone by then, or I don't know if they're getting a head count, but I would just be interested to see. But this is really, really cool seeing all these people at this event.
Including Melinda and David Bland, who got here several hours before the event began.
I didn't expect it to hit me the way it did when he was assassinated. So all I can say is he's a really great person, and he deserves to be admired.
That just really is just awesome to me, because I didn't know that people would like be out here like trying to get a good seat to the event, right? So that's just really awesome to me.
With the recent vigil in Southwest Missouri canceled due to threats, extra security was a priority.
I do like that they're here, because I would hate for something to happen on a peaceful vigil like this. I hate that. I feel like everyone should have the room to process and grieve how they need to, how they want to.
Hartman and Bland say tonight is about unity.
The way his wife forgave the assassin, that we can't, I mean, we need to come together, that's true. And if we don't, it's gonna be bad for both sides. So that's just the truth.
It's unity, for sure. He talked to everybody, whether they hated him or loved him. He was always so kind, so respectful, and I think that that is just a thing that we need to continue on in our day.
Now we have more from the people I spoke to with this story online at OzarksFirst.com. Reporting live in Springfield, Parker Padgett, Ozarks First.